This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chillin', Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Del?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together with Jalen Jacoby. Jalen, what is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Well, the people got what they wanted last night with The Last Dance, episode 7 and 8. We're so good, so good. And episode 7 almost had me in tears at the end when Jordan talked about his relationship with his teammates and his drive to win. Let's listen to Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way. Break.
Jalen, why do you think he got so emotional over this issue?
That brought me back to my childhood watching ABC, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and just watching the person ski down the slopes and just fall the way they did, because there is a price that you pay personally and professionally when you invest so much into your craft. And also it damages a lot of relationships. And he's thinking about all of the great things that he achieved that we salute him for, but he's also now realizing all of the things that it may have cost him in the process. And as you start to get older and you start to understand the sacrifices that you made in order to become what's considered the greatest basketball player and pitch man of all time, you can see so many years later, it still drains him psychologically that it took so much out of him in order to achieve what he was able to accomplish.
And he expressed before this documentary came out that he was a little concerned about how he would be perceived and that people might think he was a jerk. And this is kind of exactly what he was talking about. But here's the thing. Even after the Scotty Burrell stuff that we saw, even after we saw that he punched Steve Kerr in the face, I love this guy more now. Like, just like his mentality, I understand more now. And I really think that he's become more likable as a result of this documentary. And another thing that's happened as a result of this documentary, which is nothing new to Michael Jeffrey Jordan, is that he's being memed. He's being memed left and right. It seems like every Sunday there's a new Michael Jordan meme. And the latest one was once again Jason Ayer handing him an iPad. Whenever Jason hands him an iPad, you know something good is going to happen. And this time he was handed an iPad of a quote from Gary Payton about how he was slowing down Michael in the finals. And this is what Michael's reaction looked like. Jalen, what do you think about Mike?
It's almost like he looked out at that iPad and I was on there. Like, who? I don't even know who you're talking about. Like, Gary Payton's one of the greatest defenders of all time. Is in the Hall of Fame because of that reason. That was his best attribute. And he also had toughness, was tenacious, and was volatile on the floor. So this gives you a peek inside of Michael's mentality when I feel like I'm a bug on the windshield. Now I realize I'm not even on the radar. And this is why he was able to continue to dominate his peers the way he did.
And obviously the Bulls would go on to win that series against the Sonics in what may be one of the best teams, definitely one of the best teams in the history of the NBA. But there was something special about that particular championship for Jordan. It came after the passing of his father, and we saw him break down and sob holding the ball. What do you think the impact of his father's passing had on his desire and sort of a celebration of winning that championship?
I think one of the undertold stories about the success of Michael Jordan was his parental support involvement and how he came from a steady home and environment, starting with his parents to his brothers and sisters, that catapulted him into a position to chase his goals and pursue his dreams. And then all of a sudden you realize one of the things that you're fighting for is in-house, the respect of your dad. That's the reason why he starts sticking out his tongue, Jacoby. He saw his dad doing work around the house and he was doing it. He wanted his dad to feel like he was better than his brother. They would fist fight for his attention. That was his best friend. So it was more than just losing a parent. He lost a confidant. That was the person that told him, it's okay to go to Atlantic City and let off some steam. You're not leaving, Brand Jordan. I don't care how you feel. And lastly, why don't you consider playing baseball if that's what you really want to do? He encouraged him to continue to pursue and achieve all of his goals. He lost his best friend.
One thing that is so revealing about this documentary is you really get an idea of what it's like to be like Mike. And there's a lot of negative that comes with that as well. And it seems like his father did such a good job of being someone that he can rely on, not being someone that can tell him the truth and being someone that can support him through all this crazy ride that he went on. And the loss of his father, you could tell, really, really hurt him. I mean, I don't think he ever goes to play baseball if he doesn't lose his father. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with you. For somebody that never met his biological father, now think about this parallel, Jacoby. I never met my biological father, and I was fortunate enough to make it to the NBA. His father was there for him since day one, and they had multiple goals. This is the best player in the world after winning multiple championships. He walks away from the game because he and his dad had a dream and a goal that he would play baseball. Just think about that for a second. He changed his number and everything. But the competitor in MJ, he got his number back. When Nick Anderson opened his mouth, he got his number back real quick.
He got his number back real quick.
He's like, my dad ain't see me play without 23. I'm going to switch it to 45. And I love how he pays homage to his dad and his best friend. But then he got competitive. He's like, you know what? What you say, Nick? All right. It's going to be 23 next game, buddy.
Jalen, I bet you don't even know this, but you made an appearance last night on The Last Dance. Episode 8, we're teeing up the Pacers-Bulls 7-game series, and they show this shot of Michael walking off the court, and there's a young Jalen Rose looking for the bald head. There it is right there, lefty jump shot. Looks like a three from the wing. Clank.
Gotta hit that.
Goes right to Jordan. Goes right to Jordan. And Jordan doesn't even look at you, taps you the ball back. You're going to miss. You can't miss.
He gave me a little look down. I made that second one, and I was like, good dime. Good pass. Good looking.
You know, when you look at it, you might have made it.
Black shoes and black socks.
See, I know you can't shave your own face. I don't know how you maintained a baldy. You can't even shave your own face, but you went to the barber to get a baldy. You are so rich. You are so rich.
Actually, you ready for this, Jacoby? All of those years I was wearing a baldy, I cut my hair.
Jalen, I'm glad you let it grow out, because now it is the most famous thing about you. When we come back, Soft Move or Boss Move featuring some UFC action. During these uncertain times, safety matters the most. And when something matters the most, you can trust ADT. Now more than ever, you need the peace of mind with 24/7 rapid response monitoring from the leader in home security, and that is ADT. Did you know that ADT can help you customize a security package that fits almost any lifestyle? You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. Whether you want just the basics or all the bells and whistles, ADT can work with you to customize a system to help protect your home. They have so much, and it's all so convenient, secure, and reliable. HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, and fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected 24/7 monitoring controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. Everything is perfect at ADT. They have professional installation. They install smart home security is an ADT expert. They average over a decade of installing in your home. You know, when you're working with someone from ADT, you're going to get the best service. And they have the largest security network, 9 ADT owned and operated monitoring centers, all operating 24/7. Here's the thing. During these uncertain times, protecting your home and your loved ones, keeping them safe and healthy is the number one priority, and ADT is the number one way to get the peace of mind. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we've been doing this show for 9 years, and here we are on ESPN1 every day at 4 o'clock. And now it's time for one of our signature segments, Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, ongoing drama in the NFL is about Dak Prescott and his contract and Stephen Jones. What he said now is analytics do not support paying your quarterback a lot of money. Huh? Negotiating through the media. If you're Stephen Jones, soft move or boss move?
In this situation, it's a soft move because of the position Dak plays and how effective he's been. An organization that's done a really good job of taking care of what they consider a lot of their core players via contracts. You got a solid backup in Andy Dalton. Dak always stays healthy. And so I just don't understand this tactic. You're offering a gentleman a lot of money. I eventually believe that they're going to agree. So therefore, why are you airing dirty laundry is how I feel about this.
I feel the same way. It's a soft move. Like, I don't think that all this working through the media actually changes what's happening at the bargaining table. So let's leave the media stuff on the side and let's negotiate through our representatives the way you're supposed to. Jalen, we had live sports on Saturday night. UFC 249. I didn't know how I was going to feel without fans. I loved it, and especially because the main event was as exciting as it was. Justin Gaethje, the underdog, beat up Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson refused to go down. It was an exciting event. It felt good without fans. And then after Justin Gaethje, look at him, just landing shot after shot on Ferguson. They called the fight, and Justin Gaethje was awarded an interim championship belt, which he just threw on the floor. Jalen Rose, throwing your brand new championship belt on the floor the second you receive it, soft move or boss move?
Controversially, this is a boss move. When you do what those gentlemen do for a living, and you put your body through that type of pain, and one human being is trying to inflict the level of destruction upon another, and you're standing at the end, and you're victorious, I'm too tired to even hold up a belt, especially
Yeah, I mean, the punishment that Ferguson took and didn't take to the mat, I mean, that man must be a machine. I think it's absolutely a boss move to do this, and I cannot wait for Gaethje, Khabib. I hope we get that. And Jalen, I've got a detail from The Last Dance that no one is talking about. No one is talking about. There's one thing about Michael Jordan that people always point out is that is his strange style. And there's something that I want to show you. Jalen Rose, do you know what a flavor saver is? Check out the flavor saver right there.
Michael Jordan style. Right there. A couple of things come to mind. His hoop earrings, his ultra baggy pants. I didn't know what a flavor saver was. Thank you for teaching me. And I think it's a soft move to rock one of those. What do you think?
I think it's a soft move. It's a soft move to shave everything but this tiny little piece underneath your lip. But working on this show and discussing this topic, we've discovered something. I think flavor savers are cultural. I think flavor savers are cultural. Yes. And Michael Jordan is breaking down barriers with the flavor saver. I want to give you, let's get you a flavor saver for tomorrow's show. Sometimes that's not going
to
happen.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Well, Todd Gurley, he's owed some money from the Rams, and he wants his money. It comes in right around $2.5 million. The Rams say they're going to get it to him. It's a little stipulations about when exactly they're going to get to him. So Todd Gurley's taking a stand. He's saying, you know what? I'm not talking to anybody that has anything to do with the Rams. I'm not texting any of my ex-teammates. I'm not talking to anybody that has anything to do with the Rams logo until I get my money. Not talking to your ex-teammates because your ex-team owes you money, soft move or boss move.
Well, when you don't talk to your ex-teammates, it means you don't really rock with them like that. So based on those dynamics, this is the boss move. He's trying to get his bread. You remember the Falcons? Went to college at Georgia. He's moved on. Didn't have the best season last year. The squad didn't either. They let him go and ain't pay him his bread. He kept it moving.
Jalen, Tyler Hero got a haircut. I'm terrified to discuss with you on national television. We'll show you what that is right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Thanks so much for watching us on TV. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Jalen, UFC 249 was exciting Saturday night at home. I stayed up past my curfew to watch it. And one of the most exciting fights did not last long. A gentleman by the name of Rosenstrike, he's a heavyweight fighter, and he won a fight, and he called out Francis Ngannou. Do you know what he got? Francis Ngannou. That's Ngannou right there. This is basically the entire fight that you're watching here. Just comes in with blows, blows, and blows over Rosenstrike. Jalen, while you were watching this, what did it feel like?
First and foremost, be careful what you ask for. That isn't the sport that you probably want to be doing that in. In particular, a gentleman that is as chiseled as that, using his elbows, his fists, his knees, his feet to destroy the opponent so very fast. How long do you think you would last, Jacoby? Tell me, how long would you last?
That fight was 20 seconds. I would last as long as it takes for me to jump over the fence and run out of the building because it is so terrifying. This man has a lot of technique and he works out really hard, but the technique in this one, it looks like one of my kids fighting. He was just like, like left, right. I'm going to knock you out. Like it was just violent and it was quick and it was terrifying. And they had DC, who was calling the fight, who's in his division, was like, yeah, I'm not trying to fight that guy anytime soon whatsoever.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, he can call me out. Right, guess what? I'm not answering the phone. It is now time. And Jill, don't forget, this is our first show on ESPN1 for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen. There's so much difficulty that comes with this pandemic, the coronavirus, and the quarantine. And one of those, which is minor problem, is people can't get their hair cut. If you can't cut your own hair, you're in trouble. And Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat seems like he did get his own hair cut. And Jalen, remember, don't get us fired. What do you think about Mr. Hero's hairstyle decision?
So I appreciate him always putting on for the culture, by the way. I've been a fan of his. Mm. Since Kentucky, we talked about him in the preseason. We adopted him as one of our guys. I like that his barber basically has on a gas mask and doing his best to social distance. But my question to you is, what style is that? Or what design does he have in his hair? That's what kind of got me confused. What is that?
I call it braids. You know what I mean? I wouldn't call them cornrows, but another thing I wouldn't do, I would never do that on my own head for a myriad of reasons that I'm so glad we don't have time to get into. Stay tuned. Highly Questionable, Dan Levitard and Friends comes up right now. You got to get the people.